From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Saturday, North Korean state media fired back at U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks. An article referred to the president as an old lunatic and warned to, quote, be prudent if they don't want to meet bitter disgrace and destruction. It went on to warn the U.S. that if it resorts to military action, it will face tougher countermeasures from North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said on Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson made the remarks at a UN Security Council meeting in New York Friday. On Saturday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah faction called for a massive demonstration next week. The protest is in light of a U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's visit to Jerusalem on Wednesday. Breaking with decades of U.S. policy, President Donald Trump declared the Holy City as Israel's capital earlier this month and said he would move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Both Israelis and Palestinians claim Jerusalem as their capital. The move has stirred global condemnation and sparked angry protests. It also prompted Abbas to cancel a meeting with Pence. Austria's Conservative People's Party reached a coalition deal Saturday with the far-right Freedom Party. The deal makes Austria the only Western European country with a far-right group in government. This is VOA News. Thousands of delegates from South Africa's ANC party gathered Saturday for a five-day meeting to elect their new leader in a divisive race. President Jacob Zuma, whose reign has been marred by scandals, will step down as ANC chief but remain as head of state ahead of general elections in 2019.
Standing here, I'm waiting for one leader to emerge whom I'm going to call my president.
The two front runners for the party leadership are Zuma's ex-wife and former African Union Commission leader Dlamini Zuma and Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, a wealthy businessman. Voting is going to be complicated and a contentious process. Nigerian oil workers are threatening to strike indefinitely starting on Monday, this after talks with the Energy Limited reached a stalemate. The oil workers have clashed with Nacond Energy Limited over what it says will be wrongful termination of some of its members. The walkout could begin Monday at midnight. Nigeria is already dealing with price hikes and a fuel scarcity. The UN Refugee Agency reports aid agencies are bracing for another humanitarian emergency in Yemen as people flee from intensified fighting in frontline areas on Yemen's west coast. 1,400 people have fled and in the past few days. This follows recent fighting in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, and neighboring areas. An agency spokesman says emergency relief kits for 2,000 families have been sent and more relief for thousands of other families is on the way. But he says Saudi Arabia's blockade of Yemen is harming emergency operations. And in California, the raging wildfire on Saturday became the state's third largest on record, with more devastation possible from a resurgence of the harsh winds that have fueled the deadly blaze since the beginning of the month. The so-called Thomas Fire has destroyed more than 1,000 structures, including about 750 homes in Southern California coastal communities, since erupting on December 4th. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.